27 minutes past 9, time to take a look at some of the good news from the week that was. The news cycle, it can be dull, it can be dreary, it can be downright depressing. So every week, we like to take a look at some happy stories from the week that was. Got two wonderful producers in the studio this morning, Marlene and Shauna. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ah, tell me, make me smile. What's happened this week?
Okay, so in America, a teacher surprises a kindergarten student with a matching hairstyle.
Aww.
But why?
I think it's cute, not even knowing why.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. They're just matching now and it's really cute.
So based in Houston, Texas, a five-year-old student has a lot to smile about after her teacher's sweet gesture. Priscilla Perez was being teased at school because of her short haircut. And bearing in mind she's only five.
That's awful.
Yes, her kindergarten teacher, Shannon Grimm, noticed something was wrong with Perez and made it her mission to find out why. So eventually she found out a year later it's because she was being bullied because of her short hair. And
How short was her hair?
Just a little pixie cut by the looks of it.
Cute.
Yeah, they're both happy out together. It's so cute.
If I had a five-year-old, I would probably give it a pixie cut too.
Yeah.
Because that seems more manageable, to be honest, with a five-year-old child.
Because of lice and whatnot and sweets in their hair.
Yeah, and tangled hair and ponytails and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So she got a little pixie cut too.
Yeah, well, she was wearing a hat in class and when she would ask her to take off her hat, she would get quite distressed, apparently.
Poor thing.
Yeah, and then eventually she found out it's because she was getting bullied at her short hair.
That's so silly because short hair is so...
It's so in at the moment.
I mean, like, when we were all probably young,
women
didn't usually wear short hair that much.
Mm. Mm. It was like curly long locks.
Yeah, but now lots of people.
Well, the Jennifer Aniston, Rachel haircut, that was like very popular. Mm. But now everyone's got cool short hair. Yeah. Cara Delevingne has the coolest short hair.
Buzz cuts,
Halsey.
Essentially not having any hair. It's cool.
It's super cool. Like, yeah. Halsey's in Sydney at the moment. She has very short hair or has had very short hair. She's super cool.
Yeah.
For anyone out there who don't know, she's a singer. I'm obsessed with her. She performed in Sydney a little earlier this week. But no, short hair's cool.
It is for sure.
Good teacher.
So much easier to manage
God.
And so beautiful for summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I used to have hair down just above my bum.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise.
Same.
That's annoying. Yeah. Like, and we've all kind of got that shoulder length hair in here this morning.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. It's so annoying to have long hair.
Like, a lot of tangles.
Props to whoever can...
I once shaved my hair and I got like the full hair design on the back.
Lotus
flower look.
Not lotus flower, it was like a full design all the way from the side.
And like buzz cut shaved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a little bit of hair on the top.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For like the flip.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
It was good. Just to do it once. Like, why not?
Yeah. It's hair. It grows back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Marlene, what have you got for us this morning?
All right. So I've got a story about whales.
Amazing.
So this story came out this week that they found a record number of blue whales in the Great Australian Bight.
Amazing.
And so there was up to 50 whales, which is a high number.
Yeah. They're all migrating to have their babies at the moment, aren't they? Oh. Or starting to migrate, I think.
You were watching David Attenborough last night. You know all about it.
I know all about it. I am a naturalist. I think they're heading down to Antarctica now, or down to the colder waters to have their babies.
Whirling
and then
around.
They come back up in winter with their babies.
Oh.
I think that's the go.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. There are whales around and there's lots of them. That's lovely.
But it's the highest number that they've seen since they've started doing the surveys.
Oh, wow.
And it's actually quite a sweet story how they found it. They've had researchers trying to look, but the reason they found it was actually tuna spotters.
Oh.
So they have these people who are in, like, helicopters who spot the tuna and tell the fishers, you know, where to...
Go find tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they saw all these whales and reported it.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a bit of citizen science, and now they've got the tuna spotters working with the whale researchers.
That's so cool.
So
whales don't eat tuna, do they? No. Killer whales, maybe, but not blue whales.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
If you're looking in the ocean, you're going to find something.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
No, I don't think they do. I think they eat like smaller, like krill. Mm. Except for like killer whales, they eat like seals. Yeah. I love whales. I think whales are fantastic.
Fascinating.
Beautiful. Really awesome.
Have you been to the whale exhibition at Australian Museum?
Yes.
Oh, so it's really cool.
Must go.
It is really cool.
Okay, I'll have to go now.
I took my boyfriend and there's this section in the exhibition where there's a blue whale heart. Ooh. And you can, like, okay, I'm a short person.
Yeah.
But I can stand inside it.
Oh, my gosh.
Just tilting my head a little bit. It's massive.
Mm. That's insane. They're the size of, like, yeah, like a Volkswagen, aren't they? Something like that. They're big.
Really huge.
I think I read that on, like, a random fact somewhere on, like, a juice cap
but
or
like,
something.
But, like, when you read it, it sounds different.
Yeah.
But when you actually see it. Got the skeleton display
that's
and stuff,
crazy.
It's just like,
that's insane. Wow. I must go. We've got one last piece of good news.
We do. This one's based around animals and the homeless. So this man was homeless in the UK for 15 years on the streets.
Oh, wow.
Addicted to heroin and committing crime to feed his habits. He bought a four-week-year-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier puppy, Bailey, on the day he left jail in 2011. And his life changed forever. So he huddled Bailey in his coat and reared him on goat's milk and mashed potato.
Oh, yum.
Delicious. My favourite. and Hutchins insisted that he didn't touch drugs afterwards and he hasn't committed crime since. He felt like he was doing the right thing at the time, was nurturing the dog, and since then he's never turned back. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And since then he's now training and he works in veterinary and helps homeless dogs. Homeless animals.
Dogs make everything better. Yeah. Animals make everything better.
Yeah, there's a lot more to the story, but it's really, really uplifting and positive. Well,
I think,
done him.
Okay, well done him. Mm-hmm. Good job, Bailey the Staffordshire Bull Terrier,
there he is
as
there.
Well.
See him?
Oh, look at that. We're going to post a photo of that on our Twitter.
It's the face of the guy that really gets you.
I don't know. The dog so kind of gets me.
Fair enough.
I live just hoping that I'll find a dog on the side of the street one day. Like, no, awful for the dog to be on the side of the street, but I have like leads in my car and like like a ball and blankets just in case I find a homeless dog to take home.
Mashed potato and goat's milk.
Yeah, I must remember now that mashed potato and goat's milk is clearly the formula for Staffordshire Bull Terrier puppies.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a great size.
Yeah,
it looks healthy.
It's a good puppy. Everyone listening, I can assure, good doggo. 10 out of 10. 13 out of 10. Good doggo. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Shauna and Marlene, they're two of our wonderful producers with some good news for the